The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening on a great Tuesday, a championship Tuesday around South Florida. Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. And thanks so much to Luke Nickel, the 2025 quarterback recruit for the University of Miami, and Dan LaForest for joining us in our first segments. Now we turn our attention to the University of Miami. And as we said, there's nobody who covers it every day like Alex Dono, one of our own right here at 560 WQAM. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's been a busy time. And you and I talked about this yesterday, how much busier it is in the offseason than it is in the regular season.
Yeah, you know this better than anyone, Blue. You've been on this grind for so many years when it comes to not only covering recruiting, but all the camps and all the events and combines that you go out to that so many of these players show up to. And by the way, kudos for having Luke Nickel on. He's one of my absolute favorites, and I'm so excited. He's a verbal pledge to the Hurricanes, who's about as solid as a verbal commit could be. He shut his recruitment down. He's all Miami, and I can't wait to cover him next year.
Yeah, we have the double daily double. We have Amari Wallace on coming up at about 7:50. So this is University of Miami intensive night, and certainly you and I talk, from time to time about what's going on with the portal, how Miami strengthened their schedule or their program and the personnel. Because you and I have been talking about this, and I still remember 2-3 years ago when we were talking about the offensive line and how it was the bottom rung of what the University of Miami had. And now it's elevated, with Coach Mirabal and Coach Cristobal up to the top, and they kind of set the table, for the future, this incoming class, the class that's already on campus. Talk about that, because this, with the portal and with this 2024 class and the NIL, Miami put themselves in a great position.
Yeah. And it starts with the new signal caller. Having Cam Ward here and having him here for spring, Blue, was so crucial because he got himself really quickly acclimated to Shannon Dawson's offense and basically became immediate familiarity and chemistry he built with his teammates. You know, he and Xavier Restrepo built, and Restrepo, by the way, is the common denominator. It doesn't seem to matter which quarterback he's playing with. Yeah. He's a quarterback's best friend, and that includes what I've seen so far between him and Ward. And of course, adding, it wasn't here for spring, but adding Damian Martinez was absolutely gigantic to really solidify that running back rotation. I mean, Miami's got 5 or 6 backs who can play, but to have Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher at the top of your rotation, two really big, powerful, explosive guys. And, Martinez is a 1,000-yard plus, almost a 1,200-yard running back from last year at Oregon State. And I like some of the moves they've made on the defensive side as well. Adding players like Tyler Barron and Elijah Alston on the edges, and adding guys like Simeon Barrow and C.J. Clark and Marley Cook in the interior of the defensive line. Adding a linebacker like Jalen Alderman from Louisville for really important depth was a big move. And you talk about some of these 2024 recruits as well. You know, I know that Blue, we don't, you know, Miami doesn't necessarily want to rely a lot on true freshman players, although sometimes these kids are just so darn special. Like, you know, Reuben Bain, you couldn't keep him off the field last year. CeCe Mauinoa and Mark Fletcher, the same thing. And I think Miami could have a few of those guys this year. The one that you and I, we always talk about together is Elijah Lofton. He's going to be an absolute weapon. You know, he's a tight end, but he can line up at running back. He can line up at receiver. You can use him anywhere. You know, I saw Josiah Trader and Nai Carr had good springs at receiver. Bobby Pruitt at linebacker, I think, is someone who's going to be really special. You know, Miami may not have to rely so heavily on him because they have a deep linebacker room, but he's already showing he's a guy who can get some playing time. Zaquan Patterson, same thing. And so, yeah, I think it's a really talented freshman class, and some of these guys are going to pop right away. Others are going to pop a year two down the road, but Mario Cristobal's raising the talent floor, right? Because you need depth. Sure. To be a team that's going to contend with the big boys in college football, you need to have two and sometimes three deep. And Miami, they're not completely there yet, but they're getting a lot closer to that.
No doubt. Alex Dono joins us, Locked On Canes, basically every day. Top news, whenever something breaks, he's right there with you. And also, you know, you mentioned, you know the way I feel, Elijah Lofton is a cheat code. I mean, let's face it. I mean, this guy, you know, when we saw him during the spring, I mean, he looked like he was in his fourth year at the University of Miami. And Zaquan Patterson, who a lot of people, when I was down there last Sunday, said that's going to be a huge part of this defensive secondary that needs some work and needs some seasoning, but this is the best front seven they've had in a lot of years. So it's going to afford that secondary, the corners and the safeties. Obviously, you got to replace a couple of safeties from last year. It's going to afford them more of a opportunity, to kind of learn and learn on the fly. You look at the 25 class, you know, obviously we just talked to one of the guys that they expect a lot out of, and Luke Nickel. But this is a class that kind of stayed in the Florida with Gerard Pringle, who we had on a couple of weeks ago. Amari Wallace, a four-star kid that we think is going to be special. Ezekiel Marceline, I mean, who just committed the last couple of days. You look at Elijah Melendez from Kissimmee Osceola. Obviously, the Takai Mu from up in Neptune Beach, Fletcher. And then recently, Jaden Wilkerson from Orlando Edgewater. Everybody screamed over the last decade, Miami needs to stay close to home. They need to stay in Florida. Well, they've answered them.
Yeah, and another thing, it's funny, Blue, because so many of the in-state players that you mentioned, this seems like a really, at least for Miami, it seems like a big year for recruiting Central Florida in addition to South Florida. And, yeah, Miami just within the last week landed a couple of really important South Florida kids out of Miami Central, but I also see them really kind of increasing their footprint in the Tampa area and the Orlando area. And there's some players they really like out of Jacksonville as well. You know, Miami is trying to flip Hilton Drake Stubbs from his USC commitment. You know, Miami's really been hard. I don't know if they'll end up getting Jamie French over the finish line, but they've really recruited the five-star wide receiver out of Mandarin High School in Jacksonville really hard. So, you know, and obviously, you know, your bread and butter should be the in-state kids and a lot of South Florida kids. And we're going to see more South Florida kids commit to Miami, I'm sure, in the coming months. A lot of times the South Florida kids tend to wait a little bit longer to announce than some of the other kids. It's just sort of the pattern. You know that as well as anybody. So I'm sure that the footprint in South Florida is going to increase. Miami's after, you know, guys out of Chaminade, Madonna, like Chris Ewald, who is tentatively scheduled to announce later this week. So it's been a lot of fun to cover. Yeah, and I like how it's not even just in-state. You know, Mario, obviously, he recruits heavily the state of Illinois. A couple of the top defensive linemen they landed last year, they recruit the West Coast because he's got those connections from his time at Oregon. South Florida is always going to be the bread and butter for recruiting, but Miami's really become a national powerhouse when it comes to finding the top kids in the country.
Yeah, no doubt. Alex, let everybody know how they can follow you, and we'll get going with that. And obviously, Locked On Canes. What about social media?
Yeah, so you can find the show. You got the video version on YouTube. Just search Locked On Canes. The audio version is available on every podcasting platform. Apple Podcasts and Spotify are probably the two most popular spots. And we're going to have a busy week still of shows coming up. And it's funny, Blue, I didn't realize I'm also going to be talking to Luke Nickel later on this week. So I'm glad you had him on. I'm going to be having him on Thursday afternoon. I wanted to catch up with him on what just happened at Elite 11, where he did really well. And, of course, his official visit to Miami a couple weeks ago. So, you know, if anyone was listening to Luke with Blue earlier, you can hear Mr. Nickel again with me later on this week. And, yeah, we put out episodes every single day on Locked On Canes. So we'll see you there.
Good stuff. Alex, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll catch up soon.
See you, Blue. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On Canes, does everything. Post game right here on 560 WQAM during the hurricane season.
Now available.
That wraps up hour number one. Don't forget, we have four more guests. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.